I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I've had the privilege of seeing an eagle in the wild, but I've never seen an eagle hunt. Guess he can't have everything. But Asher Svidensky has witnessed that. He's a young photographer and travel writer who recently spent some time in Mongolia, and he came across a girl who hunts using an eagle. And that's the other odd part of the story. Svidensky says she might be the only female eagle huntress in Mongolia. Asher Svidensky joins us now from his home in Israel. So tell us about this girl. Her name is Ashel Pan. She lives in Mongolia. How'd she get into this rare form of eagle hunting?
This is an old tradition of Kazakhs that's called eagle hunting. It's old tradition that maintains trained eagles to hunt foxes, marmots, and small wolves. The difference between the hunters, Kazakh eagle hunters that live in Mongolia right now, to other places such as Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, is that the hunters in Kazakhstan are practicing this tradition purely for tourism, while in Mongolia, the hunters live out of their prey. There is the real eagle hunters and the real fantasy living itself.
And why do you call it fantasy living?
Because every time I was there, it was seeing it felt unreal. You have this hunter who simply has an amazing weapon, which is the eagle. And they go on top of those snowy mountains. And every time, especially as a photographer, when you see it, you just feel like you're in a story, in a legend.
Mm. How does the process of hunting with an eagle actually work? I mean, especially the training. What exactly happens and how is it different from hunting with falcons?
The main difference between falcon hunting and eagle hunting is the sheer power of the eagle. The eagle is a lot more powerful and has a lot more potential to hunt. They say there's about 1,500 ways to train and hunt with an eagle. Every family develops its own way of practicing it. The system of that is actually pretty simple. One hunter goes on top of the mountain or tall rock, and the other one scares the animal down and below it, throwing rocks, making noises. And the second, any animal, for example, a fox, runs away from the noise the eagle simply recognizes it and dive right after it.
As to the gender of this huntress you saw, I mean, it's usually men who do eagle hunting in Mongolia?
Yeah, tradition-wise, it's men. It's a men hobby. The thing is, when I was working on my project, I had in mind not to search for the eagle huntress, but to deal with the future generation of eagle hunters in Mongolia.
Right, and you're concerned that eagle hunting might just disappear?
It is a possibility. For me, the scariest thing is not to have it disappeared, but to have it become completely made for tourists. You know, for a very old tradition to become more of a museum and not a living, breathing tradition as it is now in Mongolia.
Would it help or hinder the tradition, the fact that Ashel Pan is a young woman?
In Mongolia, I've never seen a very strong chauvinist way of thinking. So her father is actually kind of pleased seeing his daughter doing it. So time will tell. It's very interesting to see what will happen with that in the next 10 years.
Well, you certainly stumbled across a great story of this girl eagle huntress, photographer and travel writer Asher Svidensky. Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.